Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea fired three missiles that flew over Japan early Tuesday morning. They splashed down in the Pacific Ocean. That report comes from Japanese government officials. There was no immediate information about the type of rockets that were fired. South Korean officials said the launch point was near Pyongyang, the North Korean capital. Authorities in Japan sounded an alert for the northern part of the country when the missiles were detected. They warned people in the Tohoku region to prepare for a possible impact. However, military officials in Tokyo later said the rockets passed over Japanese territory and fell into the Pacific about 1,180 kilometers from their launch pads. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe immediately called an emergency meeting. Japanese government officials said no attempt was made to shoot down the missiles. An official at the U.S. National Security Council said authorities in Washington were aware of the incident and were awaiting specific information from the U.S. Pacific Command on the trajectory and other data about the North Korean missiles. Officials at the Pentagon had no immediate comment on the situation. The missiles were fired from North Korea toward the Sea of Japan, or the East Sea, as it is known in Japan, at about 5:58 a.m. Tuesday. That's 20:58 UTC on Monday, according to officials in Tokyo and Seoul. Once again, North Korea has fired three missiles that flew over Japan early Tuesday morning and splashed down in the Pacific Ocean. This is VOA News. President Trump is promising that every asset at his command will be available to Texas and Louisiana as they deal with catastrophic floods from what is left of Hurricane Harvey. He spoke at the White House during a news conference Monday. He said people in flood-stricken areas can expect, quote, very rapid action from Congress to get the funding they need to clean up and rebuild. The chief of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Brock Long, told reporters on Monday that his agency is going to be in Texas for, quote, several years.
Right now, in addition to search and rescue, the next objective is to stabilize disaster survivors. Once we move them, we're able to extract them from different areas and rescue them. We've got to get them into shelters. This shelter mission is going to be a very heavy lift. We're anticipating over 30,000 people being placed in shelters temporarily to basically stabilize the situation and provide for their care.
Harvey was the strongest hurricane to hit the United States mainland in more than 10 years. Kenya's Supreme Court granted the opposition access to all official tally forms and the Electoral Commission's computer servers as official hearings opened Monday on the opposition's challenge to presidential poll results. From Nairobi, the VOA's Jill Craig reports.
The Supreme Court's first order of business Monday was the opposition's request for access to the Electoral Commission's servers.
It is our order that the petitioners, as well as the third respondents, shall be granted a read-only access.
Some of the information that Justice Isaac Lena Ola listed included firewalls, password policy, system user types and levels of access, and GPS locations from each electoral kit. Lena Ola also said the parties would be given access to the official tally forms from the polling stations and constituencies. The court registrar will supervise these exercises, in which each party is permitted two agents to observe. A report about these exercises is due by 5 p.m. local time on Tuesday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The price of a pack of cigarettes has just sharply increased in New York City, while the number of places they are available for sale will fall. The New York's mayor, Bill de Blasio, on Monday signed a sweeping series of anti-smoking bills. The minimum price for a pack of cigarettes will increase from $10.50 to $13, the highest base price for cigarettes in the nation. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of America.